Next Saturday, the people of Afghanistan will vote in their first presidential election. Unlike the U.S. vote, it's not a close race. There's little doubt the winner will be President Hamid Karzai, who was chosen 2 years ago by a popular assembly. To get a sense of what this election means for the people of Afghanistan and the world, we've called Barnett Rubin of the Center on International Cooperation at New York University. He has advised the UN on Afghanistan and traveled there extensively. Welcome, Professor Rubin.
Thank you.
Professor, there are 17 candidates running in this election. Americans know the leading contender, President Karzai. And those who follow this story very closely probably know a couple other names. But is this really a genuine contest?
Yes, it is a genuine contest. First of all, because in order to win, you need to get more than 50% of the votes, not just come in first. And especially because there are so many candidates and so many ethnic groups, and also, I should note, so many different armed groups in Afghanistan. While President Karzai is pretty much certain to come in first, he very well might not get a majority. In that case, there will have to be a runoff election, and no one really knows how long it will take to count the ballots on the first round to see whether you need a runoff election or not.
Human Rights Watch has issued a report warning that warlords are telling people in rural areas how to vote. It's also concerned there won't be enough election monitors. Given these fears, should Afghanistan vote now, or should the election be delayed?
Well, I have felt all along that these elections were being held too quickly. Running an election is the most complex operation a government runs in peacetime. You're creating 20,000 soft targets on a single day without adequate security forces to protect them. You haven't had time for adequate voter registration and many other problems. Of course, Afghanistan is in part a tribal society. People live in very remote and sometimes inaccessible areas, and they will largely decide to vote on, you know, collectively in families or clans or something like that. And of course, they're being subjected to all kinds of pressures. The drug economy, by the way, is about 40% of the total economy of Afghanistan, so there's a huge amount of money from that, which will be used to influence people. Nonetheless, the people of Afghanistan are very enthusiastic about the idea of trying to choose their own leader. They've suffered so much from abusive leaders and leaders that were imposed on them. So despite all the difficulties and the fact I think this is premature, I'm sure that they will make an effort to come out and participate.
But you wouldn't agree with some analysts who suggest this election should be delayed.
Well, I was one of those analysts who all along was saying that this election should be delayed. I don't think it should be delayed 1 week before it is scheduled to be held, but I think now it's necessary to try to carry it out as well as is possible to do, but I believe that it was rushed in part because of pressure from the United States related to the election here and that could be damaging to Afghanistan, but it's too late to postpone it at this point.
As you suggested, this election could have an effect on the U.S. presidential campaign. Analysts here are saying that pictures of smiling Afghans voting will be a big boost for the Bush administration. How likely is that scenario as opposed to scenes of violence against voters, or are we going to get both?
I'm sure we will get both. And in particular, we're liable to get a kind of biased view because most of the international press is going to be in Kabul where security is good, and in Kabul they will see people lining up to vote. Of course, it's possible there could be a big terrorist attack there at that time. We don't know. But in much of the rest of the country, I'm sure that there will be all kinds of problems. I'm not even saying attacks necessarily, but polling places that don't have ballots, people who don't know what to do. Remember, there's not a single Afghan in the world who has run such an election before. Everyone who is running this election is doing it for the first time, except for the international staff. And the international staff are very few in number because of the security situation.
Barnett Rubin is a senior fellow at the Center on International Cooperation at New York University. He spoke with us from Philadelphia. Thank you very much, Professor Rubin.
Thank you.